So I was watching an old footage I remember as a kid in the 60s when they thought they'd clear the railway lines and they'd do it in a quick way. And they strapped something like a Gloucester Meteor jet engine to the last truck on this train and sort of reversed it in and fired this thing up so it blasted its way through. The only trouble was it not only cleared the snow, it cleared the gravel, the sleepers and the rail lines as well. It just basically obliterated everything.
Welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast for anyone who wants to raise other people's money for a business or property venture. Right now, there has never been more money on the planet, and there has never been more opportunity. This podcast will help you put the two together. So, if you need money for your business or property proposals from banks, lenders, angels, whales, or dragons, this is the podcast for you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the How to Raise Money podcast with me, Ray McLennan.
And me, Nigel T. Best. Ray, let's get straight into it, because I'm going to edit in a bit of the blurb when we were gassing beforehand anyway. So let's get straight into the clubhouse and your top 374 tips.
Yeah, all right. Today's podcast is called Thoughts, Skills, Tips and Tricks for You from Our First Crazy Month in Clubhouse. So, yep.
Do you want me to show people how they can just even find it? Let's just pull it up here on the vid.
Yep. Okay.
Here we go.
We'll talk it through because Clubhouse is an audio only social networking app that Nigel, for those of you that are on the podcast, Nigel is pointing at the screen. Basically, you type in the words Clubhouse or what is Clubhouse, and it will show you there that Clubhouse is a drop in audio chat, and you just simply click on that. And it will tell you how you join. And there are some rules to joining. So, for example, you have to have an iPhone. It only works on iPhone. It will be operating on Android, I think, from the end of March. But I do know people who have taken the SIM card out of their Android phone and put it in an Apple phone. So,
yeah. So the one thing is you've got to be invited in.
Exactly.
So you've got to know someone. And when you connect to the app store. So here's the thing, folks. People look at that and they think, oh, well, I won't bother. No. Go to the app store, download the app, secure your name.
Yep.
And then because you're in there, if you give a Clubhouse permission to sort of access your contacts, and I know some people do, some people don't want to do that sort of thing. But if you do, Clubhouse will have a look through. And if there's one of your contacts who is already in Clubhouse, that person may get a notification saying, look, a friend of yours is trying to get into Clubhouse. Do you want to invite them in? So that is a way that you can get in to do it.
Yep. Okay. So this podcast is about when you're in. So you've managed to join and you've got an invite. Now, if you're listening to this and you think, well, I've joined and I don't have any invites to give, how do I get more invites? Well, you get more invites by simply being more engaged. The more that you use the app, the more that you join rooms, listen to rooms, participate in rooms, and become a moderator or even start your own rooms, then you will accumulate invitations that you can then send out. And I have done that. In fact, I think I've invited in so far about a dozen people, about 12 people.
Yeah, I've invited quite a few people in. Some of whom have ignored it. And the only thing I can think is maybe they don't have an Apple phone. But, you know, I'm going to throw in a bonus tip here. I can't remember what version of Apple iPhone you need, but, you know, you could probably get a version that's about 50 quid to get in.
Yeah, I think it's 7 and up. I think it's iPhone 7 and up.
iPhone 7 and up. Well, they're about 50 or 60.
13 or something.
Okay, so they're about 50 or 60 quid.
Yeah.
And honestly, you're not using it as a phone. You're using it really as an audio player to give you access to do this. And that, you know, if you go to a networking meeting, sometimes they're 25 quid a go. So for the price of two networking meetings, you could probably get access. And you don't have to be an Apple lover, folks. Yeah. But if you want to get in now, you've got to use Apple.
Okay. And just to give you sort of idea, some statistics. So Clubhouse was founded in April 2020. A couple of guys, Paul Davison was one of them. I have actually spoken to him in a room because I was asking some questions about Clubhouse and he was one of the moderators in that room. So anyway, there are about 20-odd people that started Clubhouse, but Paul Davison and another guy are the two originators of it in April. And as of December 2020, there were 850,000 users. By the end of January, there were 2 million users. And a company, a venture capital company in California called Andreessen Horowitz has just put $100 million into Clubhouse, giving it a valuation of $1 billion. Now, they originally invested, I think it was $1 million in it back in April. So they've kept, you know, they've kept their finger on that particular pulse. But the analysts reckon that the number of users on there by the end of this year will exceed 100 million users. So phenomenal growth. And there's a reason for that growth. And for those of you that have not been on it and are not interested in it, then I really think you ought to. It's a bit like, Nigel, imagine this is 2004 and you and I have just stumbled upon a thing called Facebook. And at the moment, it's only university nerds and graduates that are allowed to use it, but they're about to open it up. And we think, actually, it might be quite a good idea because I think that what it replaced at the time was Friends
Reunited. MySpace.
Friends Reunited and MySpace.
MySpace.
Yeah. And it just blew them out of the water. So will Clubhouse do the same for other social media networking apps?
Well, do you know what, Ray? I'm going to throw in a prediction here. LinkedIn will have this feature very soon. Facebook will have this feature very soon. Google will generate its own very soon. Or they will buy Clubhouse.
Correct.
And do it.
One or the other. I suspect the mighty Google will probably buy it.
But you think about LinkedIn, you think about everyone that's there. And this really is an incredible way to do business and hold business meetings in audio or give presentations or give, you know, lots of value and content to people. And they're already signed up to LinkedIn. So they're faffing around with stories, and trying to replicate Instagram and do stories and videos and things like this. And I think Clubhouse is showing that there is an appetite for audio only, where you don't have to sit still. You can have it in your ears and walk around. But anyway, we're getting off. Come on, let's hit this list because what I'll do, Ray, I'll pull it up on screen.
Okay.
So anyone watching it, so Ray's going to talk you through it, but I'll pull it up on screen so that you can also, see the app. It is quite small on there. That's just the way the thing is working. Right. I can't make it any bigger. I don't think.
What Nigel is showing on the screen is what's called the corridor. So you join Clubhouse and there are various rooms. Each room has a different topic of discussion. And if you have followed some people in there, then you can see what rooms they are in. You can see what the discussion is because there's a heading. It tells you the title of the particular room and it shows people that you know. And then you can decide whether you want to join the room and listen in, or you could scroll up and down and you can find yourself another subject that you would like to listen to and you can jump into that room. So what Nigel's showing on the screen is a screenshot of that corridor, and at the bottom in large green and white bold it says start a room. So you can actually start your own room, and then when you click on start a room it will give you various options, such as you can open the room, you can leave it as a closed room, you can put the title in, that sort of thing. And then
the type of room that you can open is open to anyone on Clubhouse. Social is anyone in your followers or your contacts, and closed is very specific where you limit it and nobody else can access it. So it depends on what sort of room you're wanting to do. So what this gives you the benefit of doing is being able to have a closed discussion, with just people you know, or you could limit it to just your followers. So I think one of the ways that this is going to go, Ray, is as people are doing followers, they're going to set up rooms and they're going to say, hey, this is only if you can only get into this one if you're a follower of me. Yep. And there's got to be angles here in the future where this is monetized by Clubhouse and others, and you'll be able to advertise or put things in there and who knows what. But that's how you set up a room. So open just means anyone can come into it.
Okay, good. All right. So we have thought, skills, tips and tricks for you from the first crazy month in Clubhouse. So that is the welcome room that you need to get involved in. So the welcome room is once you join, once you've got your username and you are invited in, then you would be welcomed in. Someone in your contacts would jump in and show you how to use it. Now, it just pops up on your screen and says, for example, John has just joined Clubhouse, welcome him. Do you want to welcome him in? Question mark. And if I see that and I know who he is, then I'll click on that and I'll welcome in and give him a quick 2-minute tour to show how it works so that you can show what the top buttons are for, what the bell is, what the magnifying glass is, how to use the microphone, switch it on, switch it off, how to come up into various parts of each room. So there's the stage where you can speak, and there's then below that there's people followed by the moderators, and then below that there's people who've just jumped in to the room. So there's three separate levels. So the level you ideally want to be at is on the stage where you can speak or not speak. You can be on the stage but not say anything unless there's something worth commenting on, or unless the moderator of that room asks you for a comment. Then when you finish talking, if it's quite a big stage, they'll move you back into the audience so that you can't speak. So the welcome room will show you all of that. So that's number one.
One of the things, Ray, just on that is, if people are trying to picture, what the hell are you talking about? Imagine Ant and Dec. So me and Ray, now Ant and Dec, we're on stage at the London Palladium or something like that, and we see some people in the audience who we know, and we say, hey, why not come up and have a chat? And we just, and all you do is you tap on the person and you get an option to invite them up to speak. And so if somebody accepts that, they can then come up on the stage. The rest of the people in the audience, we don't know at this point. And we just have a chat with that person. They come up, ask a question of us, maybe, and you say, that's great. And then you move them back down to the stage and you can rotate through and do that. That's all you're doing in this room. And if you think about it, who gets most attention? The person on the stage. Who gets even more attention than the person on the stage? The person hosting the stage. The MC, the host, it's that sort of person. So this is where you want to be. You want to be asking the questions, and then you want to be up there, what they call moderating. So you're in charge of that stage. So, you know, hey, Dec, am I Ant? Are you Dec? Which one's which? I can never remember, but there you go. We'll have to call our room Ant and Dec.
Bill Nye in one of the films, he used to say Ant and or Dec.
Ant or Dec, yeah. Absolutely.
Which was which? I know. Anyway, right. So that is the sort of start of Clubhouse. Right. The next thing, number two on the item, is you want to upgrade or at least populate your profile or your bio. So your profile is basically a bit about you, and that's where you get an opportunity to say, you know, what it is that you do. A good idea, if you are, let's say you're a digital marketing guy and you do Facebook ads, a good idea in your profile would be to say, I help, name of clients, I help lawyers to find and retain high paying clients using paid Facebook ads. So if that's what you do, put a sentence in there that says exactly what you do. Then, and Nigel is showing on the screen his profile, you can see the other things.
The pitifully small number of followers.
Pitiful. Well, pull mine up because I haven't seen how many I've got there.
Well, I've not been a following whore, you know, and out there of these people who've been squatting and doing these other things. But first of all, Ray, let's quickly say, it's really easy to add a picture. All you do is you tap on the circle for your picture and you can upload an image of yourself. It's really easy. You can make a change to your name. Now, here's a top tip. So if I tapped on my name at Nigel T. Best, you can actually change this and you can change the name of your of who you are. So if I wanted Nigel T. Best and I've got my at username there, I want to keep the at username. But I could change Nigel T. Best into world famous superstar or super groove man, whatever it is, you can have it. And so you're beginning to see people who have a description as to who they are or what they want to be known as. Mm. So the chatbot guy or
yeah,
the no. sales funnel person, and then you keep it. You do not
once.
Yeah, you can. You can only change your name once, so just be very careful of that. The other thing is your bio is searchable. Okay, so if we come back out of here and I search, so I've got right at the top of mine, Groove Funnels. So I'm a Groove Funnels expert. And as soon as you put that in, I am number two on the search for Groove Funnels. So if you want to be found, so depending on what you're looking for and what you're trying to do, think about your bio as a searchable thing. It's almost like it's having hashtags in there. So if you want to be known for something, then you need to put that into your bio.
I think also, Nigel, the earlier you joined, the more up the list you rise. So you joined relatively early, I suppose. And when you type in Groove Funnels, you come up there second on the list. So there's the one person that was ahead of you on that list. It'd be interesting to click on there and see when they joined. I think also you get rewarded by the amount of activity you've had in the app, and you get rewarded by the number of times you've moderated and done things. So I'm not sure whether they will go by the number of followers. I mean, he's got less followers than you, but when did he join? Did he join before you?
Well, no, he joined well after, but it's the only thing in his bio.
All right.
He has nothing in there.
Nothing else in his bio. That's interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, maybe that's what it is.
But but there's just something to play with, folks. This has been updated all the time. The algorithms keep changing all the time. So your profile or bio, one thing that you will notice is you will not get invited onto stage if you don't have a bio. Because when someone's wondering about inviting you up onto stage to see if you're of interest to the listeners in the room, they will have a quick look at your bio. And sometimes a good moderator will introduce you by reading out a little bit of your bio. Yeah. So make sure your bio is relevant to whichever rooms you're going into.
Now, if you're in a room and you want to ask a question, there's a hand raise option. And again, as a moderator, I have moderated rooms and people have put their hand up and I've had a quick look at their bio. And if there's nothing there, I'm like, well, who is this person?
So exactly.
I'm uncertain about inviting them up. So what I might do then is I might invite someone up and then I'll start speaking to them. And I'll say, okay, I think you should adjust your bio right now. You can do it on the fly. You can do it absolutely while you're still talking.
Yep.
You can do it. So yeah, get your profile or bio populated. You can change it as many times as you like. It's not only searchable by keyword, it's also searchable by emojis.
So, and just tap on it and it comes up and you can just edit it on the fly. So I'm scrolling through it at the moment. And when you've done, do it and it refreshes it automatically. And if you drag down your room, if you kind of pull it and drag it down, it refreshes everything in the room.
That's it, and click on done.
Ray, quick question. Yeah. Image in the bio, the actual image. What do you reckon?
Well, I can see you've got an image there, which is fine, and you've got a red circle around it, which does make it stand out in a huge audience. And
I was going to say, I think the word when you said which is fine was damning enough. Let that one slide. That is basically 0 out of 10, shit. Go away and think again.
What you want to have is an image that is of your face that's quite close up, but you've done the right thing there by putting that red color around it. Now, if you hit the back button and go back, you will see in the room, you can see there, I can tell immediately that that's Rob Moore because it's an orange head. And I'm not sure the guy beside, because I can't see that. But
it's Nick James, and he has a blue background.
Nick James got a blue background, right? Okay, so and you can see there, Rob is top and Nick is second. So it shows the icons or the icon images of the first two people there. And I've heard a guy saying, "I'm Ed with the green head," and I've heard Paul say, "I'm Paul with the purple ball," which is he's got a purple background. He did say once, "I'm Paul with a purple head," but we advised him to change that immediately. And he now calls it Paul with a purple ball. And others refer to the colour. So there's some of them have, you know, "I'm so-and-so with the pink jumper," or "I've got the horrible salmon coloured jumper on." I've heard lots of different variations. But when you see a very heavily populated room, you can see the ones that stand out. So it is a good idea. And I think Nigel does stand out.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible, but it's what I call a thumb scroll stopper. You know, you're going to just pause and go, who's that? That's terrible. But as you can see, my followers, obviously, it's a select few. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers and sisters.
All right. Okay, number three on the item.
Number three, is that all we're at? Oh, bloody hell, we better hurry up.
We're going to have to do this in two segments, Nigel, definitely. So number three is following people. Now, there's a reason why you want to follow people is because if you don't follow people, you won't get to know what rooms they're in and what they're up to, what activity they're taking part in. So it's a good idea to follow some of the big guns in there, the social media influencers, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of very famous people in there, such as Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk, the guy...
Angela Merkel.
Does funnels, Angela Merkel, the guy that Russell Brunson, the guy that does funnels, is in there. Grant Cardone has 230,000 followers. Rob Moore's got 60,000, that sort of thing. So when you follow them, then you have the option of, there's a bell in there which you can hit the bell, and that will tell you, or gives you the options for the app to notify you always when they're talking, sometimes when they're talking, or never. You can switch it off.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. What I've done is I've pulled up Ray. Yep. So Ray's got a really dull background on his picture, folks. But it works. It works because, as I say, he's pimped himself out. He's got 5,200 followers. Woohoo! But there you can see you have a bell following and a star button.
Yep.
So I can unfollow him. If you click on follow, you get this option for the bell. And when you tap on the bell, you get three options. Always be notified, sometimes, never, ever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I did always there, the white bell becomes a blue bell, or it kind of fills in. Okay. Then you can have a look. What also happens is the algorithm is throwing up other people to follow, and you can then slide across and see who there is in there, who may be of a similar kind of bio or similar, they've attended similar rooms, is I'm guessing what drives this.
I think it is, yeah, because I recognize all these people. I have been in rooms with them and moderated rooms with them. So it must be something like that.
Yeah. So there's one here that calls himself the clever investor. So you can see what I mean about people not using necessarily their name.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's three, following people. And it's just a simple search. Pull up the magnifying glass, type in somebody's name, and you'll find lots of options there.
Or if you don't know people, but you want to follow investors, for example, you can just type in the word investors or angels.
Yes.
Or raising money or bankers or whatever it was, whatever keyword you want to type in, you can type in and then you will see all those people. Or if you want to put in the icon, there's an investment icon, which some people have, which is like a little chart. It's got a red line going up. You can put that emoji in there.
So you've got, if say I put in property in the search, you get two options. You get people, and then there's another tab for clubs. And that will tell you the clubs that have been established so far that involve property. And you will see that most of them, 12 members, 4 members, 12, 3, 16. There's not many yet in terms of clubs set up that are that big. And I think that's because at the moment, rooms are really working for people and clubs will come to the fore very soon, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we've only reached number four, researching for people. Okay, number five then in the list is get involved. So if you're unsure about this, the best way to work it out, the best way to find out how useful it is to get involved. Just go in there, look at some rooms, sit in, lurk around, squat, if you like, in some rooms and listen to what's going on. If you don't like what you're hearing, there's an option to leave quietly, where you just simply leave. And then you can go into the corridor and you can scroll around and look for other rooms. Now, I have been in a variety of rooms of a different nature. Some weird and wonderful subjects being discussed. And I've looked around and thought, this isn't for me. And then I've jumped out. And the reason it might not be for you is they're just discussing things that perhaps have no interest for you, such as hip-hop rap music or squirrel farming or what else have they had? A variety.
Yeah, but these are two of your most popular rooms, Ray, aren't they? These are two of your most popular things. So I saw that in your bio, hip-hop squirrel farming.
Hip-hop squirrel farming. Or lumberjacks or whatever it is. Or they might be talking about investments, but it might be a very heavily American-biased room. And they're using all sorts of acronyms applicable only to America. But the other reason, sorry for those of you that are listening to this that are in America, but some Americans and some Australians have this propensity to make everything a question. And after a while, it kind of can get a bit irritating. And so that's another reason why I might drop out of a particular room. Because some of the speakers are great, and some of them have quite irritating voices. Not that I'm any great purveyor of speech, but you get my point. So,
right, what I've got up on screen is I kind of just went in to start a private room with me and you, yep. Because there are rules about recording a Clubhouse, and in an episode two or three ago that we recorded, what we did was we made it absolutely clear that we were recording it. And we said that anyone that comes up and speaks, we may use their name and whatever they say in the recording. So if you don't want to do that, leave the room. Don't do it. Don't join it. And the rules of Clubhouse say, and you can't record it unless you tell everyone that you are doing so. So that's what we've done. But I'm just starting this room. So one of the things, how to start your own room. So I went in and at the bottom, click start a room. I selected the closed one. I've ticked Ray McLennan. And then it says at the bottom, so as soon as you invite someone else into a closed room, you can do let's go. If you're doing an open room, you can start it with just yourself. But I click on let's go. The room opens up and we get this warning because it's connected to the computer. I get the warning. Heads up, sharing recordings without the speaker's permission violates the community guidelines and will result in suspension. So long as you are telling people what you're doing, that's okay. So Ray should get a notification to say, come into this room. As you're looking at it, so I'm a moderator. So if you start a room, you're immediately a moderator. And people talk about flick me the green bean and I'm the green bean and things like that. What it is a green circle with a white asterisk next to your name. Okay, so Ray has now just entered the room. He's there. He's on, put himself as mute. Because unfortunately, when you come into a room and you get invited up on stage, they're going to adjust it, but the default is to leave your microphone open. So sometimes you invite people up and they are busy having a standing row with the dog or something, I don't know. And so on here, I am the moderator. Ray is an attendee. What I can do is I can tap on Ray and I get some options. So on the screen, what I've got is I've got a bit of his bio and then it says start a closed room together. Well, we're already in. View profile, make a moderator, move to audience. Okay, so I get those options. And what I'm going to do is make him a moderator. Great. They are now a moderator, it says. And Ray gets the green bean alongside him. Okay. That means that if other people came into the room, both of us have the opportunity to invite people, you know, to open the discussion up, to raise hands. If somebody raises their hand and says, yes, I'd like to come up on stage and ask a question or participate, any moderator is entitled or able to accept someone up onto stage, okay? So often what you find is if you're in a big room and it's quite busy, you have a few of you as moderators, and then you have what you call a back chat channel. And all that means is either on Messenger or WhatsApp or something like that, the moderators are having a chat and saying, okay, bring this next person up. Who's doing this? Put them back in the audience, do this. So they're kind of running it and moderating it in the background so that you're not having to do it in audio that everyone's listening to. So it's this way of having a back chat channel in there. So I could be WhatsApping Ray saying, Ray, invite the next person up or how about this as the next topic to get some involvement. And Ray's entitled then to pull people out of the audience, put them back in the audience, and things like that.
Excellent. Okay, so you have actually covered the next couple of points we were going to talk about, was getting involved, becoming a moderator, and starting your own room. Now, one of the things I have noticed, which is next on the list, is number 8, is the title. And I've heard it expressed that the title is vital. So if you're having an open room, you want to invite people in, then it's a good idea to get the title correct. So, for example, some titles have been social media secrets, or secrets to Clubhouse, or how to use Clubhouse, or wealth mindset, or leverage, or
whatever
the title is.
Yeah, gratuitous name drop. Elon Musk and Grant Cardone talking at 10 o'clock,
yeah,
something like that. You know, and you'll just get loads of people in.
That was one then, from the other night. It was Elon Musk live at 10 p.m. PST.
Yeah, and it was going about 20 hours beforehand.
It was going at 20 hours before. You were right. There were people on there doing impersonations of Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump and a host of other American. Apparently these were quite famous guys. They go on Saturday Night Live, things like that. So they were bringing an audience with them, and they were doing sort of improv comedy for hours and hours before Elon Musk came on. But I didn't hear the Elon Musk interview, but apparently it was very good. A couple of people that I know went on Facebook and left comments about it and said how privileged they were to be speaking direct to the man himself and so on. And it seemed to be quite a good thing. So the title there was vital.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the weird things that I say is, if you are in and you are with someone famous, don't act like a fool. You know, talk to someone. You know, bring something to the table. Be succinct. I think one of the key things for any moderator is make sure you give the rules and keep, reminding, reinforcing people of what the rules are. So what you would say is, say your name and say, I want to know this, or could you tell me that, or how do I do this?
Don't
let people waffle, because otherwise people just drop into a pitch fest and it becomes extremely tedious.
Some of the moderators will say, the good moderators will say, so the purpose of this room is to gather information, to get content, to hear valuable content. So please don't, you don't need to give us your full bio because we can see it there. Just give us a very quick 10-second introduction to who you are and then say, my question is. Now, if there's a lot of moderators in there, it's a good question. It's a good idea to say, my question for Nigel is, or my question for Ray is, and then that allows either Nigel or me to focus in on the question. So you'll see quite a lot in big rooms when there's a lot of moderators there and someone comes on and says, well, my question is about da 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 da. And then there's a silence and tumbleweed blows through the silence because no one knows who's going to answer it. So the moderator will say, okay, any of the moderators want to answer that question? And then someone might come in and go, could you repeat the question again? Because it's not being directed at someone. So that's a good idea. Good etiquette to say, my question is for Nigel. He listens in. And my question is, boom, boom, boom. And then you get the answer back. Now, again, a good moderator, what they will do if you're moderating a room, and that's one of the next things we're going to talk about here, is you want to restrict answers. Restrict the question, first of all. Say, look, give us a 10-second introduction and then 30 seconds maximum on what your question is. Direct your question at someone, say my question is, off you go. Now, the moderator will then say, the two moderators will give two separate answers, no more than a couple of minutes each, and then that's it, and then we'll go on to the next person. And by doing it that way, people that are in the audience that are keen to ask a question know that they're going to get their question answered quite soon. If there's a constant waffle or someone gives a half hour, answer to something, then it won't work. And there was a room I was in the other day, and we also have a WhatsApp group. There are 3, 6, 9 moderators. There are 9 moderators, and we take turns between us. So we say, okay, I'll do the first half hour, you do the next half hour as the main moderator, you do the next half hour. So that's what we're doing on the WhatsApp group. But there was one guy who was on the stage who wanted to be a moderator, and he couldn't, he didn't get invited up into the stage, and he kept texting me and saying, you know, you're a moderator here, why are you not bringing me up? So I had to go back to him afterwards and say, well, the reason is because you give an answer that's like War and Peace. You've got to be succinct. So you had your chance, you came up, you gave an answer, but it went on and on and on, and then you got bumped back down into the audience. That's why. So from now on, here's the etiquette. And then when I spelled it out to him, he went, right, okay, I get it. All right. He thought he was adding value by giving a long answer. But the reality is you want short, succinct answers.
Yeah, and it's a classic thing of when you're doing this, you see someone talk about themselves and then they pause for breath and then say, okay, now it's time for you to talk about me. And that is not interesting to anyone. Yeah. So don't do it, folks. But here's the weird thing, Ray. We're going to wind this up here because we're going to put a link into how you can record it, because this disappears into the ether. It is lost. So unless someone is recording it, all this gold, all these nuggets are lost. And it means that anyone that can't listen to things because of time differences around the world, they're stuck. They miss out. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that some of the rooms, some of what you are doing, you record so you can evergreen it. Share it with people. They can catch up. You can, put it on another time. And other things that you can distill and find out about, you know, is brilliant. And you keep it. I've got a video that explains that it does use some reasonably expensive kit. I'm trying to work out how to do it, record it well enough and on a good enough level using other kit. But there's two things, Ray. One that you've demonstrated with us, which is when you find somebody that you think is interesting, reach out to them on Instagram or Twitter, because you can link both of your profiles here to your bio in Clubhouse. Reach out to them, private message them, get talking to them off Clubhouse. And then we've invited people as a result of that onto the podcast. Because here's the thing, you may have 50,000 followers on Clubhouse. But what are you going to do with them? Because you, at the moment, you can't take them off Clubhouse. So you can't email them. You can't message them. You've got to get people to take action, which is message me, connect with me. Yep. Let's have a conversation off Clubhouse and let's stay in touch. That's what networkers do. Don't be the person that goes to the network, hands out all their business cards, and then disappears out of the room and can't understand why no one connects. You've got to engage with people. So I think the key rule here is find your tribe, find your people, find your followers, and then engage with them.
That's it. Good advice. All right. So we'll finish the second half of the thought, skills, tips and tricks for you from our first crazy month in Clubhouse in the next podcast. But we have to end it here. So I've been Ray McLennan.
I'm Nigel T. Best still. And Ray, I'm just going to go in here and on the screen, leave quietly.
Ching.
Boop.
And you're gone.
He's gone. All right. See you next time, folks. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the How to Raise Money podcast. It's made for people who want to raise money as debt or investment equity for their business or property proposal or empire. The website has all the useful links and underlying research, and you can get downloads of the checklists and other useful information. See you next time, where we can show you how to raise money. There is abundance. There is money enough for everyone on the planet. The question is, who has yours?